Former members of the Trump administration are speaking out about a decision to quietly divert $10 billion earmarked for hospitals struggling with the coronavirus pandemic. The money was meant to help healthcare providers pay for things like staffing and personal protective equipment. Instead, it was allocated to contracts for Operation Warp Speed to aid with vaccines. Rachel Kors has been looking into what happened with that money. She's a Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Rachel, welcome.
Thanks.
You know, there is still a lot we don't know about what happened here, but what have you been able to uncover so far?
Yes, that's true. I uncovered that last summer, Operation Warp Speed was running out of money. And this was in the middle of a contentious, you know, debate over stimulus funding. And it was right before the election. So Trump administration officials decided to use $10 billion, as you said, from a fund for hospitals for Operation Warp Speed contracts, and they used a financial maneuver that allowed them to spend the money without notifying Congress that they were using it for a different purpose than was originally intended.
Remind us about the goals of Operation Warp Speed, and did we get anything out of it?
Yes, Operation Warp Speed was a program to help with the development, manufacturing, purchasing, and distribution of vaccines and therapeutics. And I think there are certainly people who would argue that it was a very successful program. I mean, we do have three vaccines developed in record time that are being shipped out across the country right now. So I think there's certainly recognition that this effort was successful. I think there is some, you know, controversy over what, you know, how much Operation Warp Speed specifically contributed to us having the vaccines that quickly. But I think overall, the program was certainly considered a success.
It appears that this action to move around money wasn't illegal, but you could say it fell into a gray area. What's the nuance in how this was carried out?
Well, lawmakers had, I think, realized that the pandemic was, you know, an emergency and that the health department would need flexibility. So they gave them flexibility in one of the COVID relief bills that created this fund for hospitals and healthcare providers. But in order to, you know, use that authority, the health department would have had to notify Congress that they were going to use funds for a different purpose. But they chose not to do that. Instead, the top internal lawyer at the health department decided to give them permission to just spend the money directly out of hospitals' fund, which allowed them to spend the money without notifying Congress.
Okay, so four former Trump administration officials actually shared this information with you anonymously. What kinds of reactions are you getting to your reporting?
I think some people are saying that, you know, there was a lack of transparency and officials shouldn't have been moving money around and not telling anyone. But others are saying that this $10 billion was a very impactful investment in vaccines and therapeutics. And, you know, vaccines and drugs are available sooner that help reduce hospitalizations, then, you know, the costs that hospitals are incurring on the front end actually go down. So it maybe was a good use of the money.
What are you hearing from hospitals about the need for funding?
I think hospitals are saying that they're getting money very slowly, and the health department has really only compensated them for kind of the early days of the pandemic. So they've gotten some money for like the first two quarters, like the first half of 2020, but they haven't gotten any funding for, you know, COVID hotspots since last July. And we saw this huge increase in hospitalizations at the end of 2020 with this wave that we saw kind of during the holidays. So I think their argument is that hospitals have not been compensated for the losses that we've seen more recently, and so that the money should be directed toward that.
Okay, so how will this actually impact the Biden administration and how it deals with hospital funding going forward?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Now the Biden administration is kind of faced with unwinding what happened during the Trump years, figuring out how much money is actually left in this fund to give out to hospitals and healthcare providers, and kind of just figuring out where the money went. And there's also a discussion on the Hill now of whether providers should get more money to compensate them for the money that was spent on these Warp Speed contracts.
Rachel Kors is Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for your time.